I'm WUWM Susan Bentz. One of Wisconsin's great outdoor traditions is in full swing, the annual gun deer hunt. It started Saturday and ends November 29th. The Department of Natural Resources promotes Wisconsin as one of the country's premier white-tailed deer hunting states. For tens of thousands of enthusiasts, it's an annual ritual of sharing cabins and meals and plenty of camaraderie. This year, the DNR is urging hunters to fold in an extra layer of safety measures because of COVID-19. I spoke with three people who are modifying their annual traditions due to the pandemic. Deer hunting has been part of Bob Martini's life since he was 12 years old.
58 consecutive seasons this will be. And we've been hunting at the Deerskin River for 42 years because we built a cedar log cabin there, and we've been hunting three generations out of that cabin for a long time.
The Martini Deer Camp is about an hour's drive northeast of Bob's home in Rhinelander. Last year, one of his sons, who hadn't hunted for two decades, was able to rejoin the group. Before the pandemic, the plan this year was to repeat that reunion of family scattered in far-flung states.
Our children and our family were all planning to come, eight people and under one roof.
But Martini decided the health risk of sharing the space was too great, so he canceled the gathering.
So it's very tough on us, but sometimes you just have to step back, look at the data, make the right decision, and then cope with the emotional side of it.
Tom Haugie faced a tough decision, too. Normally, the home he shares with his wife, Mary John, in Prairie du Sac serves as base camp. But this year,
instead of our house filling up on Friday and people moving into the downstairs and then Mary John laying out a fabulous spread in front of us for the evening meal.
Haugie's base camp shifted to a virtual gathering on Zoom.
We had nine people gathered. And we went through kind of making sure everybody knew where their stands were, where we were going to park in the morning.
Haugie says another cherished tradition among hunters will be absent this year, at least for his family, because of the need for social distancing.
About 70%, surprisingly, of the hunters in Wisconsin process their own animal. The initial cutting up of the deer is done, and that's normally a pretty communal activity.
Haugie says his son set the example when he got a deer earlier this fall during archery season.
He has a mountain tent out on our little 20-acre piece in Sauk County, and he did all the meat processing out in that little tent and told me to stay away. And I'm thinking that, you know, that's probably what's going to be happening, and that certainly will impact folks, and they'll be missing that camaraderie.
The annual gun deer hunt is a tradition for Bruce Neeb of Eau Claire and his sons, too.
A small crew, actually, compared with both Bob and Tom, my two sons, my nephew, and his good buddy who he's known since kindergarten. But they wanted to go ahead with deer hunting.
Neeb decided if they all tested negative for COVID the week before the hunt, they would go ahead with deer camp.
And I'm still waiting on the test results from my youngest son, but those should be in today. Yeah. And the plan is to meet up at the cabin in Conover later this afternoon. I'll be real curious as we get up north to see how full the parking lots are at the taverns and the supper clubs. But no, there'll be no taverns or nightclubs or supper clubs for us.
Staying away from restaurants and bars is a good public health move for hunters, according to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. The agency is also advising hunters to venture into the woods with people who share their household. Neeb says his crew will cook together and play cards as usual, but they'll spread out at night.
In fact, my oldest twin put out a screen porch on the cabin this year, so he's looking at perhaps sleeping out in the screen porch. And I'm sure Joe, my youngest, will probably have the living room to himself. I get the old man's room.
All three hunters we spoke with say it's difficult to navigate this uncharted deer season. Tom Haugie of Prairie du Sac says he's not sure all hunters will, as he puts it, have their guard up to try to prevent the spread of the virus. As of midnight November 21st, the Wisconsin DNR reports the sale of over 803,000 deer hunting licenses, an increase of more than 3% from last year. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.